So, Diane, let's talk about the first greenhouse. Let's get down to basics. What do we do tomorrow when we get out of bed?
Great question. First of all, you have to find a property. Now, let's assume this is your first property or one of the first you've ever owned. This can be a really scary step. First of all, I want to acknowledge that. This might be something entirely different. You might have a lot of ideas about problems that can go wrong. But the first step is action. And that action is going around and looking at neighborhoods.
And looking doesn't cost you anything, right?
Exactly. I personally like to look in neighborhoods that are in the lower half of the economic price. For example, if you are in an area where the median value of a house, median means average. So let's say the average price in your area is $150,000. I'm going to be looking at properties below $150,000. A couple of reasons. One is typically they make better rentals. You're more likely to be able to get a good return on the money. And if you want to sell them, there are more people looking for lower priced houses at the lower level. So look for the smaller houses. Now, this is a tip. I go into neighborhoods that I know are tend to be a little more of the working class or the lower priced houses. I'm looking for a couple of things. One is I love to look for neighborhoods where there's a lot of pickup trucks parked, because typically these are people who are trade oriented. There's a lot of market for those houses. That's a good one. The other tip is I usually take my dog with me, and I'll park and walk my dog through the neighborhood. That gives you a chance to leisurely look at houses without anyone calling the police because they think you're casing the joint.
Well, that sounds terrific. If you don't have a dog, you can jog or ride your bike or walk through the neighborhood. This is a very popular form of exercise. So again, you're not going to be causing any harm or any kind of concern by the people that live in those homes. But it's important. It gives you the opportunity to really look at the property. And if you continue going back to the same area, you're going to get a feel for houses that have for sale signs up that might have been on the market for quite a while. And that's a very good place to start.
Exactly. Another thing I look for is I start to see deferred maintenance. There's that word again. That means the lawn is getting a little high. Somebody's not mowing the grass. Maybe it looks like it needs to get painted. It needs to get spruced up. Typically watch those houses. Usually there's something going on if you're seeing it to start to deteriorate. In fact, you might at some point might talk to somebody if they're out in their front yard to ask, are there any houses around here for sale? What's this neighborhood like? Get to know the neighborhood. That's the way you find the good deals.
Often, if you actually purchase a property in that neighborhood, you may want to look for your second property in the same locale because you've gotten experience and education in the market in that area.
Sharon, that is so true. In fact, a friend and I have gone into neighborhoods that are neighborhoods we hope are on the way up and bought at the very rock bottom, deteriorated houses. And we will buy three or four houses in a couple of square block area and together clean them up. And we bring up the whole market value.
And absolutely. And our listeners may be thinking, well, I can't buy three or four properties. But if they're really working on their financial future and they have friends that are the same, maybe they want to do this as a team. Go into a neighborhood and buy three. Each of them buy one property. And what happens is you're helping your property value go up by affecting the entire neighborhood, not just one house.